Welcome to the Friday, May 24th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 38th and final episode of the 2023-2024 school year. It's hard to believe next week is our last week of school. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. Well, this weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, to celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Heather Peacock, who's a first grade teacher at McClellan Elementary. Congratulations, Heather. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. It has been an absolutely wonderful second to last week in the MSD of Wayne Township. This past Monday, we launched our spring survey for staff, students, and families. We're excited to see great participation so early in the survey window. If you've already taken a few minutes to fill out that survey, thank you so much. If not, please make sure you do so before the survey closes on May 31st. Also, Monday evening, our school board recognized the accomplishments of several individuals and teams, including Dr. Taryn Richard, just received her doctorate. Congratulations, Dr. Richard. The Ben Davis High School winter win, scoring the highest that any school team has scored for the winter wins. And the Ben Davis High School JROTC female Raider team, the only all-girl team to score and be the second in the nation. Congratulations to them. Ben Davis High School boys basketball second place team was also recognized, and our building administrators did a fantastic job presenting to our school board and highlighting the incredible work that's happening each and every day inside of our schools. Then on Tuesday, we were able to go to Sarah Becker's classroom at McClellan Elementary. She is the elementary teacher of the year. And then over to the secondary teacher of the year, Justin Allison of Ben Davis High School, to present awards from the Wayne Township Classroom Teachers Association and just to celebrate with their students. Also on Tuesday, we made a visit to Garden City Elementary to a very excited Shannon Madewell, who won the Mildred Gilbert Award in recognition of her dedication to her work as a member of our child nutrition team. She could not stop telling her students that she was the lunch lady of the year. And then Tuesday evening, we held our annual retirement dinner. What an amazing job the child nutrition team and the Chapel Hill team did to transform our cafeteria that served 1,200 students lunch into a beautiful banquet hall in the Chapel Hill cafeteria. So thanks to that Chapel Hill team and our child nutrition team, we recognized 47 retirees for a combined 1,126 years of service to students and families here in Wayne Township. We're so incredibly grateful for the impact that they have made on our school community and wish them well and the very best as they move into the next chapters of their life. We hope that they will live their very best lives in retirement. Thanks to our HR team, our child nutrition team, everyone at Chapel Hill, all their work to make it such a special evening. And then on Wednesday, the weather held out. We had a great time at Unified Games. We even had some special guests. We had the two-seater from IMS. We had a motorcycle celebrating autism and happened to be able to see the flyover as they were preparing actually for the 500 this summer. It just so happened, this Sunday, here in just a couple days, it just so happened that we were also in our Unified Games, so we got to see the flight over the top of Chapel Hill's track. The weather was absolutely beautiful. Students did a great job, and all the participants had a great time. Thanks to our Office of Special Services for coordinating that and putting that on this year. This was our rain date since we were supposed to go last week. And this morning, a final chapter in the School Talk with Emerson. Emerson Allen held his final episode on WBDG. He created the show back in September of 2003, 21 years ago. The topic of his first episode, the dress code. Emerson, thank you so much for 21 years as host of School Talk. Well, I'm excited today to welcome back, not a stranger to any one of us, but to welcome back to the podcast, our Briefings with Butts podcast, our longest serving certified teacher in the MSD of Wayne Township, Mr. Rick Croslin. Welcome, Rick.
Hey, welcome, Dr. Butts. Thanks for having me.
You know, I often tell the story when I first became superintendent, I ordered a whole bunch of baseball jerseys with the number one on the back that we were going to hand out to teachers that for the longest serving, not only certified, but also classified. Well, Katrina McKinney is the only one in my 14 years that has ever gotten that jersey on the the classified side, and you're only the second one to receive it on the certified side. Dorinda York for a long time held that title, but sure. Your 48 years has earned you the number one spot as the longest serving certified teacher here in Wayne Township. But this is it.
This is it. It's hard. I can't believe it. Yeah. It's time to move to the next pasture over the hill.
Yeah. Well, we know that you won't go over the hill because we know that you're going to be tremendously active in a number of other things. Hopefully one of which will be spending some time with your wife and family.
I'm looking forward to that. I have three grandchildren and they're getting ready to move to South Carolina. So this is going to be perfect for my wife and I to help out with that move and the visits. So I've got a lot looking forward to, and certainly have a lot to look back and reflect upon.
Yeah, as you think about that, I mean, we talked a little bit in the previous episode about your opportunity with NASA. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you spent some time at the Children's Museum on loan.
Right.
How many years were you at the Children's Museum?
Oh, you know, I actually started there on their summer staff years ago in the 80s, and then I used to do summer programming for members over the weekends, but I spent maybe 7 years there on loan, 6 or 7 years on loan.
Yeah. Most people today know you as the science guy. You do all the science things, but you weren't always the science guy here in Wayne Township. Talk about your career.
You know, I started in Chapel Glen and third grade.
What year?
In 1776. It was 1976, but that was the bicentennial year, so it was
the year of my first grade.
Yeah, you were that kid in first grade.
I was.
Renette Decker was my supervising teacher, and Paul Calabro, and I had student taught there from Indiana State, and I never will forget where Mr. Calabro, he wanted to hire me. And I said, well, he goes, you're going to have to wear a tie. And I go, well, you're going to have to teach me how to tie one. that was a great, I spent maybe 1 hour observing with Mrs. Decker. And I said, look, I just can't sit here. You know, give me a group of kids.
Yeah.
And what people may not know is like, I taught reading. I taught writing, the upstroke, the downstroke. Yeah. We used to teach cursive writing.
Way back in the day.
And I actually had just as much fun doing social studies projects and reading projects. They were not always popular with the administration or other teachers. I remember there was a story about a girl who lived in a boarding house, and there were tightrope walkers in the story. So I drug on a rope, and we stretched. We made a – well, I guess you can do that now. It's very popular to have a slack line to bounce on, but we did that, I remember. But I look back, there was – Great teachers. And we had at Chapel Glen it wasn't an open concept. It was open architecture. Okay. It was like imagine a giant room with all the third grade and all the fourth grade, and all that divided were coat closets.
Oh my goodness.
there was some great teachers back then, and there's still great teachers, but I mean, these were excellent educators. Mm-hmm. And to be the young guy with all these crazy, wacky ideas. It was a good mix. We didn't always get along, but I always had a passion, you know, and to try things. And I would try things first and find out, oh, there's rules about it. Wayne Township has been an amazing place to work. I remember coming here to the Ed Center and wanting to do my summer program because I'd worked at the Children's Museum. And one of the administrators said, what is it going to take for you to do this program? I said, well, about $100 worth of supplies. And he reached in his wallet, gave me $100 across the table and said, okay.
Wow.
And that's how that got started back in 84, I believe. We had been around the world, I calculated, about 5 times on a school bus.
Wow.
The Wayne Township bus.
But, yeah.
One thing that I that I still have, I hope, is a passion for being with kids. Mm-hmm. And you can walk into a classroom and you know those teachers that they love what they're doing and they love the kids and they love teaching them. I think when you really get involved with your students, they kind of grow. And I don't mean they grow naturally, of course, but they grow large in your mind. Mm-hmm. I never will forget like going to a grocery store or being out in the community and seeing that kid who, you know, I'm teaching about science and reading and writing. And in my mind, he's like a young adult almost.
Yeah.
And then you see him with his mom. He's just a little kid. But we spend most of our day, if you think about that, a teacher spends a good portion of their adult life with a group of young children. Yeah. And so I certainly hope that you enjoy it and you make it fun. I was never going to be a teacher. I don't know how
I was going to ask you. Yeah. What led you into teaching?
I was an anthropology major. You know, I was studying old world and new world primates. Mm-hmm. But I took a class, a course in oral interpretation, reading stories, mm-hmm. kind of like acting, but focusing on the literature. And we toured that around schools. And I was also getting in trouble for bringing kids into the anthropology lab at Indiana State. And one thing led to another when someone said, you should take LEd 100. I go, what LEd 100? I'm a junior. I'm going to graduate soon as an anthropology. And so I took that and student taught, took kids fossil collecting mm-hmm. south of Terre Haute. And it's kind of history, as they say. You know, wow. I did my student teaching. So I graduated with all these, you know, like 25 extra science classes. I'm the oldest of five kids.
Okay.
And so I've always been around kids in groups and leading, you know, my brothers and sisters. And like something people may not know about me, I'm a baby whisperer. There's not a baby that I haven't met that doesn't love me or I love them. I mean, I really am good with babies. And I kind of attributed that. I thought about that over the years. When I look at a baby, I really seem to like see into them and they see into me. It's like having that connection eye to eye with somebody or something. And I use that with kids in my classroom.
Sure.
And, you know, you just got to make those connections. And you also, you know, I don't say break the rules, but make your own rules. Mm-hmm. I remember one time I was working out somewhere and this guy next to me was, you know, muscles and lifted. And I stopped and I said, man, would you come into my classroom and talk to kids about bodybuilding, lifting weights? Because if they saw you within 5 minutes, it would be more than I could do in an hour talking about physiology and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He looked at me, and I was like, I'm kind of weirdo, and said, no thanks, dude. So I'm always looking for opportunities for kids, and I'm always providing you what I think are unique things. But I go by challenge by choice. Like uh-huh. if we're going to if you're going to climb rocks and we're going to do it safely, but let's do it. I mean,
yeah.
I hate to be told, no, you can't do something. So over the years, I've always found ways to prepare a compelling argument that people want not only say yes, but join in. You actually joined in.
I did, and I am so glad that I did. And I'm so glad that you invited me, and I wish I could have spent more days. But just seeing the joy – not only on the students' faces, but also the other adults that you had right. working with you on summer safari, summer science safari is just absolutely incredible. And the places, the relationships that you have developed over the years and with people that allow you to come onto their private property with a group of students in a big yellow school bus, mm-hmm. places that other people have never been and never will be because they don't have that relationship. And so that is obviously has been a great benefit. And I know every summer, Summer Safari sold out in right. minutes.
Yeah, it's, you know, that I just finished, it took about a week to write kind of from my brain to the staff manual, because all this acquired knowledge when someone does retire, leave, mm-hmm. you know, they take with them. So I luckily I've got some great people, Justin Abner, mm-hmm. Allison Kempers, you know, tried to get Mary Mason, but she's, so I'm really pleased that that program will live on. But,
yeah.
you know, as a kid growing up, my dad was in the Air Force. So I lived in 28 places all around the world. Hmm. I think I've told you this. I came to Indiana. I hitchhiked from, we lived in England, moved to Germany, and I hitchhiked on Space Available. It took me 6 days to get from Rhein-Main Air Base in Germany to New Jersey. And I hitchhiked to Indianapolis, got the phone book out, and found Crosland, an uncle I hadn't seen, and he said, yeah, I'll take you to Terre Haute, but work for me as a plumber for a week. So I have an ability to go somewhere and find cool things to do
yeah.
and to meet people. And that's always been a strength of mine. And you move somewhere, you go somewhere, and you find out that most of the people around there have no idea that 45 minutes from here is one of the most beautiful caves in Indiana, mm-hmm. Porter's Cave. And and you went to that. Uh-huh. You're like the first administrator that ever came with me. But I appreciate that. I do appreciate the support, Wayne Township. I think knowing you, and I'm not just, you know, I'm out of here, so I can say good or bad things.
But we can edit any of this out.
Yeah, sure. But you, I love your passion for Wayne Township, teachers, children, and this community.
Thank you.
You really do. You know, you get down there and you do this stuff.
Thank you.
And we really need that, and we need that more. You know, I tell you what, it's I tell all young people, become a teacher. I mean, I came about it in a weird way. I never thought I was going to be a teacher, but you really can have a great life. The people listening to this are probably teachers. You know, you have your summers to explore hobbies, you know, or do nothing, you know. You get to learn and bring the world into your classroom. I guess the last thing that I've never really thought about, but it's come back to me tenfold over the years, is the impact I've had on people. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm just thinking, okay, next group, okay, next kid, okay, come on. When I'm starting to get kids of kids, and I start hearing people from all over the world talk about things we did, things that I've kind of forgotten about, it's pretty amazing. I mean, with our social media, I posted something, and I was told a story where two teachers in Missouri were arguing about something about space and about their teacher doing this, that, and to come to find out they were both former students of mine.
Oh, you're kidding.
I mean, I tell you, it's a small world, teachers, and we're only here in a wisp, I think, as the Bible says, like the dew on the morning grass. So enjoy it while you're here. You know, have fun, do things, take chances. But most importantly, you know, have a great relationship with those kids in your classroom.
I think what you just shared brings to my mind something that my wife has said to me a few times. The days are long, the years are short.
Right.
And I bet 48 years has gone by in a snap for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. You know, I know there's a retirement special, and I have, remember in the days when we would print photographs? I have these giant journals that Wayne Township used to have, and I have like three of them, and I'm going to bring those. I mean, I have my first student teaching at Chapel Glen, and it's so funny. Everybody that I meet, when I, you know, that are adults, that children I used to have in class, they all go right back to that year, that time, and but you're right. The days are long, but the years have flown by.
I'm curious, if you were to, and maybe there isn't just one, but if you were to think about probably the biggest change that you've experienced,
right,
what would it be?
You know, the biggest change is, I'm not going to say the lack of parenting, but the change in parenting.
Sure.
There was a time that the threat of a phone call to a parent would elicit major change.
Yeah.
And then there was a time that you can't even find a parent to call.
Right.
And the biggest change, I think, is how we have shifted to becoming more, providing more of the parental skills that those children, now the kids need them. I get that. Kids need all those services and help. But if they would come to us, our job really is to give 1 year of growth at minimum. If they come to me as a fourth grade, it's my job for them to be ready for the fifth grade.
Right.
But what I didn't respect or know enough about back in the day, those kids would come with library cards. They would know how to behave in social settings. They would have those experiences of a home life.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying they don't now, but it seems sometimes that just getting kids to pay attention, to concentrate. I was in a class, now this will date me. I was in a class a couple years ago, and I said, kids, turn to page 31 in your science book. These are little kids. I had kids start at page one, and we're turning to.
Oh, no.
It was like.
One at a time.
It was like, that was some insight, you know, how things change. And I guess.
Well, we've been having a lot of conversations with staff and students about cell phones, and obviously the amount of screen time that, we know as a society, as a culture currently. There were adults and students both, adults and children both, are spending a lot of time on screens.
Too much
time. Even when they're sitting next to each other and across the table from each other and, you know, at dinner and all the things. And so I'm sure that that's a significant contributor as well to some of the things you're referencing.
Yeah, see, the technology is amazing now. I actually remember there was a comet that was going to fly by. And for me to share that image in the classroom, I knew one kid in the room that had a color printer. His dad could get that picture and print it, and I brought it in the classroom.
Yeah.
Now, that was back in the day. But so the technology...
I'm surprised you were able to carry it. Those things used to be huge.
They were. But so the technology is we have instant everything, but I am concerned about screen time, and there's something about just slowing down and writing and rewriting and doing and the pencil and paper. But the kids are still very curious, you know, I also hope teachers, there's a way to separate the teaching time from the other stuff we have to do during the day. You know, it takes a tremendous amount of patience to be a teacher, even back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And I watch the young people get so frustrated, you know, and I just want to say, put away all that, just teach, just sit with the kids and teach. And so that's a big change I've seen.
Great advice from our longest-serving teacher in MSD of Wayne Township, 48 years. Mr. Croslin, I couldn't thank you more for being the final guest of the year on our Briefings with Butts podcast. We wish you the very best in your retirement.
Right.
We know you won't be a stranger, so until we meet again.
Well, Science Claus is coming.
There we go.
Next Christmas.
That's right. That's right. I'll be there. Well, coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Monday is Memorial Day, so no school Monday, May 27th. Hopefully, we'll be able to get the race in over the weekend. If not, we may be watching it on TV after the rain stops. Wednesday, May 29th is the last day of school for our students, and then Thursday, May 30th, last day for teachers. Friday, May 31st is the survey window closing for this spring survey. Remember, that closes at 6 p.m., and then Saturday, June the 1st, we have three graduations for Achieve Virtual, Ben Davis University High School, and the Wayne Township Adult Education Program. Our final graduation will be Monday, June the 3rd, when Ben Davis graduates at the Coliseum at the fairgrounds. Well, that's it for this school year. We look forward to seeing you at opening day on Monday, July 29th. We'll have something special planned for you, so be sure to be there on time. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning and our vision to develop great people. Thank you for a fantastic school year. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening and have a great summer.